Doug, this is Rick Deering on Ella Siegel. Ella, E-L-L-A. Siegel, S-E-G-A-L, S as in Sam, S-E-G-A-L, S as in Sam, G as in George. Siegel, date of birth is 8/20/58, and the date of visit was 3/17/25. 3/17/25. Please make a copy for Vadim Edelstein. Vadim is V-A-D-I-M. Vadim, V-A-D-I-M. Edelstein is E-D-E-L-S-T-E-I-N. V-E-D-E-L-S-T-E-I-N. Okay, next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough and history of bronchiectasis. Next paragraph is for the dentist. This is a 66-year-old female who had an episode of bronchitis, was recently treated with a course of antibiotics, and apparently had a CT of the chest, which reportedly showed areas of scarring and bronchiectasis. The patient states her CT was done in Illinois, and we do not have any official result as yet. She's presently having no significant cough, and she is mildly short of breath with activity, and denies any fever, chills, or night sweats, or hemoptysis. She has had labs done in January this year, which were unremarkable. And her hemoglobin was 13.8 with a white count of 4.9. And the triglycerides were mildly elevated. Period. The patient denies recent weight loss, denies headaches, blackouts, and no leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis. She had had a tonsillectomy at a young age, and she has been treated for hyperlipidemia, but denies hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. Patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Med list included rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams daily, and alendronate, 70 milligrams weekly. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of uterine cancer, and father died in an accident. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever or asthma. She has shortness of breath and occasional cough with bronchitis. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or rectal bleed. She has constipation, and she denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. There's no palpitations or leg swelling. No anxiety, no depression, no easy bruising. There's some joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. The blood pressure is 120/70, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 128, saturation 98. HEND are non-sphalic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds to the periphery. And no crackles but the scattered wheezes posteriorly. Heart sounds regular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds hacked. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes. 1+, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will continue with her present medications. A copy of her recent CT scan was requested. And I'll make an addendum report after 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Vadim Edelstein. Vadim is V-A-D-I-M. Edelstein, E-D-E-L-S-T-E-I-N, Edelstein, M-D. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.